Hello, hope you're well. I just wanted to give you a quick update, really, and let you know that I had an amazing experience at the UK Pride this weekend. Pride in Hull became UK Pride, celebrating 50 years of decriminalisation of the LGBT community. Fantastic event. Thousands of people arrived at Queen's Gardens in Hull and celebrated those 50 years. We had acts such as Cleopatra, Bewitched, Sean Miley Moore, Courtney Act, Mark Almond. Whoa, there were so many. Honestly, it was absolutely fantastic. It was a little bit of a throwback, and it was a shame that we didn't have some of the recent artists there showing their support, but obviously they charge a hell of a lot of money. But the organisers put on a show. It was absolutely fantastic. Ruby Reds from Britain's Got Talent, I called up with them, and they said that they were thrilled to be performing at such an inclusive event. The highlight for me was the inclusivity from those individuals doing sign language. There were two ladies, one in particular, that really caught my eye, and it made me realise just how inclusive we can be if we want to. As I sit here looking at a television screen watching the news, you have subtitles that don't necessarily match the voices, and you don't necessarily have the ability to see somebody that is sign languaging the news to you. And it made me realise that we could do more as a nation to include those individuals. That's just one, you know, area. We have various different cultures here in England, and I'm really proud to live in a country that supports anybody and allows anybody to live here and be themselves. And it's also refreshing to have a little bit of freedom of speech. Whilst I've seen it slip a little bit recently with some very legal challenges through posts on social media platforms such as Twitter, it is still something that, you know, we should be proud of, and we should be standing up for more, and that is freedom of speech. We're allowed to share our views and opinions because they are our views and opinions, and we're allowed to air them. But either way, the event at UK Pride that was in Hull this weekend was absolutely fantastic. And if you were there, you would have been, well, treated, in my view. Backstage, I got to catch up with Sonia, who was absolutely fantastic. And what she said to me was that it was refreshing to see that after all these years, there is more and more support for those that don't necessarily fit in anywhere else. That's really fantastic. Cleopatra, they were a fantastic sport. One of them sporting a sprained ankle after running out to please the crowds and touch fans' hands. So hopefully she is well. But again, they stayed there for the whole event. A few little technical issues here and there, but they didn't spoil the fun, because literally, let me tell you, there were thousands upon thousands of people there. The queues for the bars, ladies and gents, the queues for the bars were, well, astounding. Anyway, I'm Stephen Ireland. Thank you so much to everybody that attended. And don't forget, you can visit the website prideinhull.com, and information is on there on how you can donate. So if you attended the event and you want to make a small donation, then please do so, because every little helps to making sure that next year's event is bigger and better than ever. UK Pride next year, where will it be? Will it be Brighton? Will it be Manchester? Will it be Birmingham? Will it be Newcastle? Will it be London? Who knows? It really all depends on where people vote for. Let's hope there is a voting system, eh? Thanks very much for tuning in, and until next time, I'm Stephen Ireland. Take care.